This is 89.1 WEMU, and there are folks in Ypsilanti Township very concerned there may be some toxic contamination in some of the area's storm drains. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. At issue was a massive pile of a coal-like substance that was on the property owned by OKD Transport, just off East Michigan Avenue and Wired Road. Testing ordered by the township initially found high levels of toxic substances, including arsenic and chromium. But the owner of the Interstate Materials Hauling Company has said that prior to the substance arriving on his property, it was tested and declared non-hazardous. So where are we now? Our guest today is Doug Winters, who is serving as attorney for Ypsilanti Township. Thank you for making the time. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
So when was this pile first noticed on the OKD Transport property?
In the summer of 2023, the ordinance and fire marshal noticed the beginnings of this pile. At that time, I was not aware of what was going on. They went out to the property. They did call Eagle at the time, the State Environmental Oversight Agency, and they claimed they were going to remove it ASAP and that it was non-hazardous. And after that point in time, things took a turn for the worse.
Ypsilanti Township then decided that it would ask the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner's Office to do some more formal testing. And what did those results find?
Well, what happens after the initial July observation, it grew, and I'm not exaggerating to anyone listening to this, there was mountains of what we thought was definitely a coal product. We didn't know what it was, where it came from. And we still don't know where it came from. We started asking, again, more questions. Eagle came back a second time. During the interim time period, Evan Pratt from the Water Resource Commissioner performed the testing and came back with very high levels of a number of contaminated materials, arsenic, chromium, other materials of contamination that have high cancer-linked relationships. And so at that point in time, we were in court and we demanded that all those, that product be removed from the site. We're not sure where it went and we're not sure where it came from, but it was being, they were operating an illegal transfer stations, more or less. And Evan Pratt, the Water Resource Commissioner, was very helpful in identifying those carcinogens and also did the testing for the catch basins that are located on Wire Road, just outside the property line.
Well, you're not sure how it got there. You're not sure where it went. Has the substance been formally identified?
Well, we actually know it's a coal product. We don't know exactly. We do know we did a second sample after we were allowed to scoop up a handful of, after they removed the mountain of coal product, went back to the same laboratory. They came back with a high level of oil and grease, and they are of the opinion that that concentration of that magnitude could also cause a problem with the storm sewers that again take us back to the Washtenaw County Water Resource and probably the Washtenaw County Road Commission, because the catch basins are located on Wire Road. Road Commission's jurisdiction over the road, and the Water Resource has jurisdiction over what basins going to the storm sewers. The major disappointment in all this is that the township is not the agency that has the resources and the knowledge and expertise to handle this environmental issue, and it should have been handled at the state level. And we're still extremely, extremely disappointed that nobody is taking this issue seriously. The township feels in many ways that this is just another example of how you can have disparate outcomes in different parts of Washtenaw County. People talk about environmental justice, but yet when you put the test to them, nobody wants to come forward and be of assistance. This should not be a burden foisted upon the township. It should be taken much more seriously by Eagle, and thankfully Commissioner Pratt has done a great job in assisting us, and he also may be joining in this lawsuit with his counsel, because we need to get to the bottom of just what exactly the soil that remains in that site is it contaminated or not. We just don't know.
Once again, you are listening to Issues of the Environment. We're having a conversation with the attorney representing Ypsilanti Township, Doug Winters, on 89.1 WEMU. Well, still don't know exactly what that is, but the owner of the property has said that all materials were non-hazardous, they've been removed, and that the contamination that is being experienced in the area likely comes from, or potentially comes from, other sources. How do you respond to that contention?
Well, there could be other sources, but given the location of those catch basins, I know your viewers can't see this, but there's actually a trail of this black substance going directly off-site to the catch basins. So did it come into mixture with other contamination? Possibly. But the bottom line is their runoff was coming directly from their property, not to mention it was blown throughout the property in the air. We don't know exactly. Again, the sample we took was on site of their property. And again, it's for high levels of oil and grease and some other hydrocarbons, petroleum, that again needs to be addressed. And again, it's kind of like when you add something to it, that doesn't take away from the fact that you are a contributing party to this level of contamination. So again, it never should have happened to begin with, or that somehow other people may have contributed does not take away from the fact of what that owner allowed to occur.
What all do you seek to accomplish with the lawsuit?
First of all, we want to have a permanent injunction. This could never happen again. And number two, we want to make sure that if the property is going to be utilized for a proper use per the zoning ordinance, that the soil on that site is not contaminated. Again, the high levels of oil and grease is a concern because of the experts who say this can also go into the storm sewers and then cause a problem. So right now, we just don't have our arms around this issue as to just what actually has to be done on that property in order to have a full remediation. We didn't cause the problem. We told them not to do it. They went ahead and did it anyway. So now there has to be some degree of accountability through the court system in regards to make sure the property is not going to be a health hazard to anyone who come into contact or any employees who work there.
Is there a possibility that prior to resolution of any such lawsuit that the township, the county, or the State Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy will be able to get out there and look at the property, or is that going to take a court order?
Well, the court order allows us to have access if we need to have that. So right now, we did get access by consent for the sample that we took. It was, again, a very small sample because most of the coal product had been removed. But the bigger question still remains, where exactly this came from. They have documentation, or they are required to have what they call truck manifest to show where the material came from and truck manifest as to where it went. We don't think we should just stop here and just say it's out of our township. It had to go somewhere. And again, given the high concentrations of all the contamination chemicals that were found initially in the catch basins, we would not want another community to go through this again. We're just kind of passing the hot potato to somebody else. So somebody at the state level needs to be more involved in this.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with the attorney representing Ypsilanti Township, Doug Winters, on issues of the environment. Obviously, if there is contamination and we can get some kind of grasp on how widespread it is and what it all contains, there's going to be a need for remediation. Will you be seeking the cost of getting that remediation taken care of from the owner of the property?
Well, absolutely. Again, this goes back to what they created. So it's a self-created issue, a self-created problem. So the cost should not be borne by the township when you violate ordinances with this degree of impunity and later on say, well, I got rid of this, and you leave behind something that can be a future problem. We didn't create this, but we're going to make sure we follow it through and get to the bottom of it because we cannot allow again, this occur. I mean, again, people talk about environmental issues at the county level and everybody's pro-environment, but when rubber hits the road, where is the help that we need from other agencies? Much more oversight and authority than Ypsilanti Township. That's why we had to go to court to begin with.
What is the next step in the legal process?
We have another court hearing in regards to this issue of what exactly our analysis has shown in regards to the oil and grease and the petroleum-based products were found in the sample and what remediation would be appropriate to ensure that site was in fact clear from that, those concentrations. So again, I think there's more work to be done in terms of the remediation and there's more hearings to be had. This started back in the late November, I believe, and so this is still early in the process, but we want to make sure that we do our due diligence and assure the township that we have fully remediated or seen this property remediated to the extent possible.
Well, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update us and let us know the full extent of the situation at this time, and we'll look forward to another conversation as the process moves through the legal system.
Okay, thank you very kindly.
That is Ypsilanti Township Attorney Doug Winters. For more information on the potential contamination and legal proceedings, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.